Chapter 3. Women and the Cannabis Industry. Introduction. The cannabis industry stands as one of the most rapidly expanding sectors worldwide, and within its ranks, women have emerged as formidable contributors. Women are progressively assuming leadership positions across the cannabis spectrum, including cultivation, product development, research, and retail. Nevertheless, women in the cannabis industry grapple with a distinct set of challenges, and the quest for gender equity and diversity within the field is ongoing. This chapter embarks on an exploration of the role of women in the cannabis industry, delving into the challenges they confront and the strides made towards realizing gender equity and diversity. A history of women and cannabis. The history of cannabis use is steeped in antiquity, with evidence of its consumption spanning millennia. Women have featured prominently in the annals of cannabis history, both as users and as champions of its legalization. Notably, many of the early campaigns for cannabis legalization were spearheaded by women, among whom the legendary Brownie Mary stands as a symbol, offering cannabis-infused brownies to AIDS patients during the 1980s. However, despite these early initiatives, women have traditionally occupied the margins of the cannabis industry, with the majority of leadership roles being held by men. Historically, women have played a pivotal role in the use of cannabis, assuming the mantle of primary healers and caregivers in various cultures. In this role, they frequently harnessed cannabis to treat a wide spectrum of ailments. In the context of traditional medicine, cannabis enjoyed widespread use, and many of the earliest accounts of its medicinal properties were penned by women. An illustrative example can be found in the 19th century when Dr. William O'Shaughnessy, an Irish physician and writer, attributed his introduction to the medicinal attributes of cannabis to a woman. He articulated that he had learned more about the medicinal properties of Indian hemp from a Hindu female than from all the books on the subject. In the United States, the usage of cannabis was initially associated with marginalized groups, including women. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, women turned to cannabis for relief from menstrual cramps and other health issues unique to their gender. However, as cannabis began to face increasing stigmatization, women's use of the plant became progressively marginalized. The 1960s and 1970s saw women playing a prominent role in the counterculture movement, a movement closely linked with cannabis. Women activists, such as the noted feminist author and activist Gloria Steinem, championed the cause of cannabis legalization and acknowledged its potential as a catalyst for social and political transformation. In more recent times, women have made significant inroads into the cannabis industry, emerging as entrepreneurs and advocates alike. Women-led cannabis enterprises have sprouted across the United States and Canada, and women have assumed an increasing number of leadership positions within the industry. Presently, women are actively reclaiming their historical position in the cannabis narrative while championing an inclusive and equitable industry. Their efforts are dedicated to advocating for the responsible use of cannabis, safeguarding the rights of patients and users, and advancing the cause of a more sustainable and socially responsible cannabis sector. The role of women in the cannabis industry today. Today, women are entering the cannabis industry at an unprecedented pace, outpacing their involvement in virtually any other sector. Women are embarking on journeys to establish their cannabis companies, managing dispensaries, and cultivating expertise in cultivation, extraction, and product development. Remarkably, one study unveiled that women constitute 36% of executives within the cannabis industry. eclipsing the 22% representation of